Hey, everybody. This is Clarissa with a podcast on everything your sixth grader needs to know before going into junior high. We all know that junior high is a major adjustment, and it can be a bit overwhelming when you don't know what to expect. So, in today's podcast, I'm going to think of some questions that I had going into junior high and kind of answer them from a ninth grader perspective. And then we're going to have two special real sixth grader guests come and ask their questions. So this should be fun, and hopefully you feel a little bit more prepared afterwards. Okay, so first I'm going to read over some of the questions I came up with that were the questions that I had when I was in sixth grade and I was going to go into junior high. So I'm going to read them out loud and we'll talk about them and I'll answer them from my experience that I've had in the past 3 years of junior high. And so let's get into it. So when I was a little sixth grader, I was wondering, like, are the teachers going to be mean or scary and stuff? Because I'd heard so many things about my older siblings coming home and it being like having a ton of homework, and they just said that they really disliked this one teacher because she gave all this homework and all these things. Anyways, so I was like, are they going to be scary? Because I really enjoyed being in elementary school because the teachers were really nice and they kind of like held your hand and helped you do things, and I just kind of felt like safe. And so I was really nervous that the junior high teachers weren't going to be that way. So let's be real, in all honesty, no, they're not going to like take your hand and lead you to an A. You're going to have to work for it. And at first it might seem like overwhelming and you're like, oh, they're so mean. But when you kind of look back on it, it really helps you grow and become more responsible. I discovered that the teachers that I liked the most were the ones that were like a little bit scary and that were a little bit like, no, you're not going to act like that. Like, they treat you more as an adult. And I think that in this time of our lives, it really feels like you want to be a little bit more of an adult and treated a little bit more independent. So it does work out well. I also asked, like, is it true that there's no recess? Because when I was in sixth grade, I never actually like went and played tag or anything, but me and my friends, we would just sit on the field and talk about everything. Like, the whole like hour or so we had for lunch was dedicated to talking, like nothing else. So I was kind of shocked that there wasn't going to be recess. I was like, is it just going to be school, 5 minutes for lunch, back to school some more? Like, I thought it'd be stressful, but you actually like, lunch kind of becomes the new recess, if you think about it. Like, I talk to my friends during lunch, and you just eat and catch up and everything, and it's only 30 minutes, but it's a nice break, and so don't be too worried about not having recess. You'll still get plenty of physical activity in PE, don't worry. So is it super crowded? Yes. Definitely, yes, it was very crowded. My very first day, my 7th grade orientation day, I was there, and there were so many little 7th graders and new people that were coming, and I was so like, how am I ever going to get through the hallways? Because when I went into 7th grade, I was like 4'2 or something, like I was really short, and I was like, how am I ever going to get through? And it was only 7th graders that day, and then on Monday when we actually started real school, like, it was so crowded, but like, especially the hallways are very crowded, but you can get through it. Like, just worm yourself around, and if you, like, need to, don't be afraid to kind of gently move somebody. Gently. That doesn't make it sound better, but still. Gently. I don't know. Okay. How often do I need to go to my locker? So that was, like, a big question I had, because being a 7th grader, I was terrified of being tardy. Like, honestly, I'd like run to classes, and that sounds really dorky, but I did. And so it was like, okay, oh no, if I have to go to my locker because we get lockers this year, like, what am I gonna do if I'm tardy and everything? Honestly, I got this huge binder before school. Like, I didn't even need a backpack. Like, I had this huge binder, And I just like didn't even know it need to go to my locker ever because it fit everything that I actually needed. What the? That was weird. Okay, anyways. But it was just like I didn't really need to go to it that much. And I know not everybody has like huge big binders and everything. But that was kind of nice. You should like go to your locker every once in a while to like put your binder in or get a big book or something. Like if you have a huge book for history, cough cough, then you have to go and to your locker and pick it up because you don't want to be like carrying it around all day. You have time, don't worry. Lockers, they're fun. Let's just say sometimes they don't open and sometimes they do, and you just have to be real nice to your locker. So that's all the questions that I thought of that I had. That was fun. Like, I enjoyed answering those questions, and I hope that they were helpful. Okay, now this is the fun part because you don't have to listen to me talk for, like, 10 minutes. So this should be better. We're going to bring in some of my neighbors who are real sixth graders, and we're going to, like, ask them some questions, and I'll ask their questions, and I'll do my best to answer them, but honestly, I'm not, like, perfect, and I'm not an encyclopedia, so we'll see how this goes. Also, my microphone is messed up, so I had to use my little iPod thing, and it does not have the best microphone in the whole world, and it did not pick up it extremely well, so the next little segment sound like a smushy stuff. But it'll be fine, because you can sort of hear what they're saying. But it's good still. We're good still. So, woo! Our first guest today will be my brilliant and musically gifted neighbor, Bella. She is a sixth grader this year, and we're going to have her come in and ask some questions so that we get an idea of what sixth graders are really worried about in the upcoming junior high year.
Hi Bella, we're glad you could be with us today. So, what kind of questions do you have about junior high? Maybe about classes?
Yes, I was wondering if you feel like you have enough time between classes to go to your locker and make it to your next class on time.
Well, you have 5 minutes between each class, and that might sound like a lot of time and it might sound like a little, but as long as you really pace yourself, you should be fine. Just don't wander around the hallways and talk to your friends. Just make sure you go, but definitely don't run, because then the eighth graders and ninth graders will definitely make fun of you. So don't do that. Do you have any questions about girls to eat?
Yeah, I was wondering how PE lockers work.
So for PE lockers, usually what you put in them is like deodorant and a hairbrush if you want to, and perfume if you want to. Like, it kind of depends on what you want. But the thing that you absolutely need in your PE locker is your jersey. So just make sure, it kind of depends on what you want. But definitely make sure you lock your locker, because girls, if they forget their PE clothes, they'll steal your PE clothes. Be wary of that. That's happened to me before, and it's not good. Okay. Thank you so much.
So, Caden is also my neighbor, and he is also a sixth grader this year. He's really great at basketball, and he's really sporty, and so it's kind of fun to get to talk to him, and we're going to talk to him today about questions that he has about junior high. So, let's go!
How long does it take to eat lunch?
Well, for lunch, you have two lunch periods. You have first lunch and second lunch. It depends on your third grade teacher. If you have second lunch, then you go to third grade first. If you have first lunch, you go to lunch.
Each lunch period is 30 minutes.
Okay. Do you get lost a lot?
Yes. But the first couple weeks of school, tardies don't count because everybody's getting used to their schedule. And I'd say after about a week, you know where to go and everything. So you should be fine.
Okay. Do you get any free breaks?
Yes, you do. You get 5 minutes between each class.
Okay. To get to each class?
Yeah, to get to each class and go to your locker, excuse me.
Where do you get assigned to for lockers?
The office assigns you, and you look on Skyward, and it says when you go to, like, student info, and it tells you what your locker is and what your locker combo is.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Kaden. Okay.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for this podcast. But before we go, a slight word of caution. You're gonna be feeling very awkward with yourself during junior high, and you're gonna think everybody's always staring at you and judging you and being like, she's weird or he's a dork or something. But honestly, the only person that's like really thinking about you that much is you, and everybody else is worried about the same things. Like, everyone else is so, like, worried about what other people think of them that they're not thinking of you. So, honestly, don't be afraid to stand out and do what you want. Like, don't think that you have to be the coolest, prettiest person in the world because you don't. And just do whatever makes you happy. If you love sitting in the library and doing puzzles all lunch, then do that. And if you like to be on the computers and be gaming all the time, then do that. Like, honestly, just do whatever, because when you're ninth grade, you realize that you have wasted so much time that you could have spent enjoying yourself, trying to make yourself look better or look cooler. So just don't do it. And I hope that this episode helped. Like, I really hope it helped. Probably didn't, but I hope that it helped and that you can feel a little bit more prepared going into junior high. And yeah, junior high is going to not be super fun, but high school is better. And I realize I say that all the time, but high school is a lot better and you'll be fine. And you can do this. So good luck out there.